The big bailout provision for increasing federal insurance for bank deposits to $250,000 has actually been around for a while. Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama raised it again earlier this week and again yesterday.
This will give a boost to small businesses, making our banking system more secure and helping restore confidence by reassuring families and businesses that their money is safe.
And Republican John McCain quickly endorsed the idea. Well, hold on, not so fast, says Walker Todd. He's a former Federal Reserve economist now with the American Institute for Economic Research. Walker, welcome to Day to Day. What's wrong with lifting the federal insurance for bank deposits?
The main thing wrong with it is that it is not aimed at the average American. I was stunned to hear the proposal described that way, as though the average Joe has $100,000 in his bank account.
How many Americans actually have more than $100,000 in the bank, by your figures?
Probably no more than 5%. If you include business accounts, real estate settlement accounts, and things like that, it'll be a larger number. The key figure to know is median insured deposit account is probably about $10,000.
So that would be what most people, what most of these accounts would be, not very much money.
Median is defined as half above and half below.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about average American insured deposit account today, the number would be probably about $10,000.
But I have heard analysts say about this, this is really meant for small businesses, which have accounts more than $100,000. And people are worried that they will be pulling their money out of these banks because they're not really confident about the banks, and they're afraid that their deposits won't be covered, and so these banks will lose those deposits.
Yes, but the existence of a large amount of deposit insurance amounts to a subsidy of the banking system as opposed to alternative saving and investment vehicles, ranging from treasury bills to money market mutual funds. The Fed is now providing all the liquidity anyone could ask for money market funds, and so they're being guaranteed at 100%. It's convenient. Nobody denies that it's convenient to park your surplus cash at the local bank, and it might be nice to have all of your surplus insured. But it's a fair question about why your fellow citizens should be called upon to pay for that.
Walker, if this is such a bad idea, why is it getting votes in Congress?
Oh, this bill that went through yesterday in the Senate was like a Christmas tree. A lot of things were hung on the Christmas tree just to induce people to vote for it. It's sort of like, imagine yesterday as a war resolution. Let's declare war, but we'll have a lot of pork hanging on the war resolution. That's why it was so outlandish to sell this bill as necessary for the emergency good of the republic. And meanwhile, we'll hang all these Christmas tree provisions on it. It doesn't make sense.
Walker Todd, research fellow at the American Institute for Economic Research. Walker, thank you.
Yes, thank you.